star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, highway patrol, highway patrol. It is that time once again for Safety Talk here in studio. Cooper Jimmy Morgan, my good buddy, is here to answer your questions, folks, whether it be on the highways, byways, backways, roadways, waterways, skyways, whatever it is. He's got your question or your answers for your questions here. As always, 979-836-9937, our number here in studio. Or you send us those emails, a mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. We'll check those periodically for the show for those questions as well. So whatever you have, you'll get a some form of answer today. And Cooper Morgan, as always, sir, good to see you, man.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. I know people always love having you in, getting their questions asked. And if not, just hearing, you know, just your silky voice here in the studio.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they tell me. That's what I hear. Man of the streets.
Man. Well, my career is in jeopardy today.
In jeopardy?
Yes.
I didn't do it, whatever it is. I promise you.
I brought my captain with me.
Your captain.
On the way down, I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm doing, but I brought him with me.
Oh. So. Well, you know. Somebody's got to show them how it's done.
So sitting here is about 65 years of a law enforcement experience.
That's a lot.
So I'm thinking whatever we get asked, if I want to look at him, see.
So if you
are you going to be okay?
He definitely showed the answer,
yeah,
there, right?
I hope he helps me out. I don't know.
We'll put him on the spot today,
yeah,
don't worry.
So, but yeah, he's, no, I'm just here to listen, man. I just, whatever. I said, okay. I mean, I don't, we'll get you on there somehow. I don't know, but it's hot.
Yeah, that it is.
It's hot.
And it ain't going to get no cooler anytime soon.
TxDOT's mowing the grass.
I saw that. They did our little 290 area over here not long ago, right. And it looks a lot better. Well, kind of.
Right.
Yeah, there's a little litter out there that's kind of an eyesore.
We spend about $35 million a year on picking litter up on our state highways.
That's tax money.
Yes.
Yeah.
That we can be building highways with that.
Yeah, that's too much. Too much.
And certainly the grass is drying out, so we never want anybody throwing their cigarettes out, but this is certainly a good time to quit doing that if you're doing it. So,
yeah. Well, I know Navasota, Grimes County, they just went to a burn ban here, I think, yesterday.
Already?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's what we had. And Wash County, not yet, but I can see it happening pretty soon.
Well, we had all the rains earlier in the year, and that grass got pretty high, and now it's drying out. So if it does catch fire, I can see it. We're having some pretty good grass fires this year. So hopefully maybe somewhere down the road we'll get some rain and resolve that, but that's just kind of where we are now. But what else is going on? Everything good over in Washington County?
So far, so good. We're just kind of enjoying the summertime right now. Seeing that the lake receding, which is nice, a little bit, seeing that that's going down. I saw pictures from a Big Creek. You familiar with the Big Creek area, Lake Somerville?
I think I've been by there. It's been a while, though.
Highway 60, Park Road 4, down there. It's bad.
Oh.
Yeah, the water is gone, but everything that was over there is just pretty much still destroyed. Take a while for them to build all that back up.
You remember when we had that gentleman here with me on our program?
Yeah, Mr. Attaway. Yeah,
yeah. That he said that when the water went down, that was just the start of the problem.
Yeah, that's it, and it really is.
The cleanup and everything else goes.
To see pictures of that area, it's nothing like it was before.
Right.
And you know they're all like that, going to be like that around here too.
So, this morning I was going to meet up with the captain here. First right thing, right out of the box, we had a gentleman going too quick around going onto another road and overturned his gravel truck onto a railroad crossing.
Really?
So that's how my day started out this morning. So, but again, that says people just need to learn how to slow down a little bit, especially if you're driving these big rigs.
Mm-hmm.
When that weight gets to shifting on you, it's not a good scenario, which he found out pretty quick.
But, yeah, I can imagine.
We're still somewhere. I'm just sitting there doing some figuring. We're looking a monthly average 278, 9.2 a day. I think we're going to be somewhere close to where we've been the last few years, 3,300 deaths on our Texas highways. We continue to... I continue to see accidents where single vehicle type accidents. Was that one the other day where, you know, people just go off the road for whatever reason, too fast or not paying attention, get sideways, start flipping down the roadway. These are about 39% of our total accidents that we had in 2014. And so a lot of these accidents we're having have actually just single vehicle type accidents. So I understand everything that goes on, but and a lot of these are the, we discussed before in our Florida market roads, where a little bit more narrow, a little bit more windy. So you really got to be paying attention this time of year. As we were coming on 50 this morning, we were looking, you know, it's harvest time. So there's farm tractors and trucks and everything else going on. So you just got to be aware of that. And when you're on these back FM roads, that big tractors, so it may be over the hill. So you certainly don't want to run in the back of one of them things.
It's not just the FM roadways. I'll tell you, last week I was having lunch with my wife, and right there at Highway 290, on the highway, just a big old John Deere tractor going right down Highway 290.
Right.
And, you know, not paying attention, that thing's only going, what, you know, 15, 20 miles an hour.
Some of that equipment's pretty wide, you know, so and, you know, like I say, you don't want to hit any of that. But
yeah,
I did. I was sitting the other day at my residence, and I saw a combination that was going down the road, and I thought was kind of odd. It was a truck tractor grain trailer, and then on the back of it was kind of an auger type system. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what it was used for. It's a piece of implement in a husbandry, like farm equipment and stuff like that. His combination was over length. The reason he was over length is, as I've talked before, is when you start putting things together like a vehicle, this time of year, a lot of people put like a pickup truck, an RV, and a boat trailer. That's a 65-foot combination length. That's as far as you can go. The pull unit's got to be at least 2,500 pounds. And so they don't want that thing to be squirrely all over the road. But when you're adding these truck tractors and trailers, you'll notice on these FedEx trucks, a lot of these deliver UPS and all that kind of stuff. Them trailers are a little bit shorter as they couple them together, 28 and a half feet. So when you, what happened on this was the gentleman was legal with his truck, tractor, and trailer, but when he hooked the other implement, it is actually becomes a trailer. So now he narrows that trailer they originally had down to 28 feet, and it's over to that 28 and a half feet. So that would be an illegal combination. So sometimes I even see it with these RVs and boats and stuff. So if you still are going out to the lakes and doing this combination hookup, just make sure if you're doing that, make sure you stay under the 65 feet. So. But any phone calls yet, emails or anything?
No.
I told the captain, so they're, you know, I think last time we were here, they were just calling.
Yeah, help them out today. Yeah. Make them look good from the boss. Do that. I tell you what, we'll kind of, you know, gather their questions real quick, take a quick break here.
Okay.
And we'll come back. Questions, again, 979-836-9937 or send the mail, M-A-I-L at K-W-H-I.com. Back in just a moment.
When your child needs back-to-school vaccinations and sports physicals, the team of physicians at the Burnham Clinic has you covered. They're also here to treat illnesses and injuries for your entire family. Their kid-friendly physicians bring an energetic, caring approach to medicine where patients are treated like family. And it's not uncommon for the physicians at the Burnham Clinic to treat generations of the same family. For hours and to schedule an appointment, visit BurnhamClinic.com or call 979-836-6153.
K&M Grocery at Highway 36 South at FM 109 in Brenham is not your everyday convenience store.
Their heritage goes back to the days when small groceries offered everything a community needed in one spot. And the local fire department came out by horse-drawn wagon and everyone helped.
Times have changed, except you'll still find everything you need at K&M Grocery. And the local fire department still needs your help. K&M Grocery, Highway 36 South at FM 109 in Brenham. Hopes they'll see you this Saturday at the Brenham Fireman's Fiesta at the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist because I want to hold on to every moment. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Wow, that's my son on Boogie Bond. Surfing an endless wave? Check. My daughter cannot believe how loud I screamed as we whooshed up and down the hills of the water coaster. Getting our adrenaline pumping? Check.
We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking in two. Estimated savings of $100? Check. At the end of our day, we've all got special moments to hold on to. So find yours at Schlitterbahn. Packing your summer with amazing memories? Definitely. Check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Coolest time in Texas, we're going to Schlitterbahn.
Republic Services wants to be your waste disposal provider. A leading provider of services in the domestic, non-hazardous solid waste industry, Republic Services provides waste collection for commercial, industrial, municipal, and residential customers in this area. If you need garbage pickup at your home or business, call the company with experience. Call Republic Services at 979-277-1160. Republic Services supports our community and hopes you will attend the Fireman's Fiesta, going on this Saturday at the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham.
AM 1280 KWHI has news for you. News for You is up-to-the-minute headlines from around the nation and world, as well as commentary, human interest stories, and humor in 5 minutes. It's everything you need to stay informed. Join me, David Weiss, with News for You 3 times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:20 p.m. to be informed and entertained. It's a unique spin on the news every weekday with me, David Weiss, right here on AM 1280 KWHI, where the news comes first. After all, it's news for you.
Welcome back once again, Safety Talk on KWHI. Craig Montana joined by Corporal Jimmy Morgan in studio here answering your questions. Whatever you may have, 979-836-9937, 836-9937, or send us an email again, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. And for Morgan, we did have a phone call off the air when we left a while ago about getting a school bus.
Buying a school bus.
For personal use, I guess.
So let's go through this. A little chart. This has to do with a commercial driver license, whether you got to have one, what kind you have to have. The first question is the vehicle a combination vehicle? And if you go to no, which is school bus, right? Is the GBW weight of the power unit 26,000 pounds or greater? On a school bus, I don't know what them things weigh, to be honest with you.
Don't give me the line.
If no, and then it goes to, in this case is where I was trying to tell them, is the vehicle designed to transport more than 24 passengers, which school bus is? And you go to yes, and it goes Class B CDL required. Now, the question is, that's for a typical school bus, people that actually drive a school bus for the, you know, ISD and all that. So I guess where it comes into play is that, what are you going to do with that school bus? Are you going to turn it into an RV vehicle? Or are you going to leave it as it is? All that. So depending what he does with that school bus may make the determination what kind of license he's going to end up having for that bus. But the average school bus has to have at least a Class B CDL license.
All right. There we go. Then we got a phone call here today. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk. You have a question for us? Good morning, KWHI. I guess we lost him.
That's a solid question right there.
There we go. We lost him. Call back. We'll get you back on 979-836-9937 this morning for Safety Talk here on KWHI.
So if the bus wasn't designed for 24 passengers, if you go down to no, then it goes, is the vehicle transporting a quantity of hazard material? So you got at least to have a Class C driver license, CDL, if you have any hazmat placard, even though it may be a pickup truck. So it all depends. Number one thing that when you're getting these driver licenses, a lot of it has to do with the weight of the vehicle. Trailers, the weight of the pull unit and all that is going to determine. And then when you get into passengers, would be the second part of that, what type of license you're going to have to have.
All right, and go ahead, phone call here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. Have a question?
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead.
If you're on a divided four-lane highway and a school bus is stopped in the oncoming traffic, do you have to stop on the highway?
You say divide it. You're talking about a grass median?
Yes.
No, you're not required to stop when there's grass median.
Okay.
Now, when you have a left turn lane, that changes.
Okay.
When you're separated by, if you're just separated by asphalt, you're going to have to stop on both sides.
Yeah, it's a contiguous highway, I understand, but
yes.
Not divided. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's a good question because school's fixing what? Start up here before?
About two weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks and
so,
change.
So, yeah. You know, the last time I was here, we had a pursuit with one of our officers and a fatality and all that. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually got the opportunity. I don't know if I even visit with the cabinet about this, but I got the opportunity to look at that video of the trooper's video.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the trooper did an excellent job. That's my opinion. But anyway, one thing I did notice who also did an excellent job is the people that were on that road. This car was actually crossing over, and, you know, people get asked all the time about, you know, giving right away to an emergency vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the school bus question here is that when you see an emergency vehicle, whether it be an officer, ambulance, fire truck, especially on an FM road, state highway like 105, both sides of the highway has to pull over and come to a stop until that vehicle goes on by. Now, you'll see typically that most people, when the vehicle's coming up behind them, they'll pull over, move over, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But usually the opposing lane just keeps on coming. And so you would actually be in violation. Well, on this, on the video part that I did see, I saw a lot of people yielding right away and moving to the shoulder and giving this guy space, all the space he needed to try and to stay out of an accident. So I really appreciate the motorist doing that because I told people the last time I was here, we don't like to be in pursuits. It's a very dangerous part of this job. And usually don't end very well. So we had one down in Houston yesterday for whatever reason. But, you know, these are dangerous things. A lot of people, somebody can get hurt. Certainly we don't want to see that. But I do want to say the motorist here on the highway that day did a great job, you know, just yielding the right of way to the emergency vehicle. So a lot of people forget. Yes, you have to move over both sides of the highway when you see that emergency vehicle.
Now, is that, like, if we were talking just now, divided highway, the grass median, would you have to do that too?
No.
But just if it's just a continuous, you know, asphalt in between, okay.
Mm-hmm. That, if you have some type of barrier stuff, you wouldn't have to apply to that. But usually it's just asphalt, like left turn lane, yes, you would have to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So
there we go.
But what else? Got any more calls?
Not right now. Checking emails. I don't see anything right now. Hopefully you got some stuff over there.
Well, I'm just kind of going through my little list.
I mean, you get the trees over there. You can rake one out and give us something.
One of the things that we were talking about last time I hear were stops and stuff like that. Somebody was asking me, you know, just different things. And it's very important that I don't know if it's just that time of year or what's going on, but you know, the police are in the news quite a bit this day, and we're talking about do's and don'ts, and obviously the captain can back me up on this. You know, we're out there just trying to do a job, and Timothy McVeigh was stopped on a registration, not having registration on his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So a minor traffic stop to a state trooper in Oklahoma turned into be something major. So we don't know who we're stopping. We don't know all what's going on in the vehicle. We know we're stopping a violation of law,
mm-hmm.
and whether it be a citation, warning, whatever. But there's a lot of things that a law enforcement officer has to look at. And one of the couple things you're not going to see on a video camera, you're not going to see odors, and you're not going to see body language and other things that he may see that don't look right to him, and to he may carry that you know, that conversation a little bit longer. So,
mm-hmm.
So I just ask people to have patience out there, and certainly we're not, out there just to stop people and harass people.
Okay, we got another phone call here. Sure. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Yes, sir. I've been driving for a long time, and on these farm to market roads, you got a lot of blind corners, and that's accidents fixing to happen.
You say
I like to run into head on a pickup the other day on Cemetery Road. Lucky boat, we were driving slow, but you can't see around the corner. When a school bus uses that route, I think the county ought to be considering straightening out some of these blind corners.
Now, is it blind because the tree growth, or what? You got obstructions, or what?
The fences are made. Well, you got a combination. You got a combination, sir.
So you're saying the way the road's designed, it's kind of road, kind of windy type situation.
It's kind of winding, yeah. Then right at some roads you can't see around till you get around the corner.
Right. Well, the best way to handle that is obviously know what precinct you're in and visit with your commissioner. And
they've been there for a long time. I mean,
right.
They topped the roads and they didn't straighten out the corners.
Okay. Well, I mean, is that going to have to get landowner consent from somebody to
build? I don't know. They probably could. It probably wouldn't take much land to straighten out some of these corners.
Yeah. Well, that's something that has to be to the commissioner, and he has to look at the total situation. If there's a landowner involved where it's going to have to maybe purchase some land to do what you're talking about, then they're going to have to visit with that landowner and see. But some of these places that you're talking about are landlocked. The main thing about these curves and stuff on these back roads, farm market roads, county roads, is making sure you're staying completely to your right side of the roadway.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. But you got here on a farmer school road, you really got a bad place out here. Outside of Burton, when you come off the three on the Harmon School Road, you can't see around till you get around the curve.
Right.
So that's all I got to say. So you have a good day. Right. I like it. Enjoy your show.
All right. Well,
thanks for calling today. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, some of these roads were built way back then.
They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, so, I mean, so they've had to kind of adjust with the amount of traffic, the type of traffic over the years, and sometimes the commissioner's hands are kind of tied what he can and can't do, and they just have to make that decision whether or not is it worth going to the landowner and say, hey, look, we got an accident waiting to happen here. We'd like to straighten this thing out. Would you be willing to sell the county some land to help us do that? So I would think that would be the way to handle that. If, certainly the commissioner needs to be involved in that process.
All right. We got another phone call here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk.
Good morning. I don't want to be on the radio, though.
We're not going to buy it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We'll just hang out. We got to take a break here anyway. We're about 9:30 anyway. It's about that time. So we'll hold off and we'll talk to her in just a moment.
Okay.
So we'll take a short break here. It's about 9:31. So we'll take our break and be back more with Safety Talk coming up after this on KWHI. 979-836-9937 or mail it email us to mail@kwhi.com.
AMA Home Care of Brenham is dedicated to providing special care for special people. Your loved one can remain in their own home while still having the extra care they need. AMA's Assistant Living Program offers services like housekeeping, cooking, and transportation, plus speech, physical, and occupational therapy. For special care, call AMA Home Care at 830-8383. Another group dedicated to providing special care is the Brenham Fire Department. Support the firemen by attending the Fireman's Fiesta this Saturday at the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham.
Summer is here. Time to get your water well system checked. Call Justin Bilski with JB Water Well Service at 979-830-0625. Justin can check your complete system to ensure it's working properly in time to start watering the yard and fill the swimming pool. Justin offers free estimates, water testing, pump service, and repair. Also, constant pressure pumps, solar pumps, water conditioning system, and now trenching. Call 979-830-0625 today to schedule a checkup or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service, licensed and insured.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State Optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The Doctors of TSO, celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Cold Course Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Cold Course Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Cold Course Petroleum, or visit them online at coldcourse.com.
RV Source has an amazing selection of new and used fifth wheels, travel trailers, toy haulers, and living quarter horse trailers. Choose from top-of-the-line manufacturers like Sierra, Starcraft Wildcat, Solaire, Hoosier Horse Trailers, and Sandstorm Toy Haulers. RV Source also offers RV rentals. Start planning your next escape with a week-long or weekend rental from their all-new rental fleet. Call RV Source at 844-RVs-4U. That's 844-787-4968. Conveniently located at 10212 State Highway 6 South, just north of Bryan.
Firefighters are a special group, but they need your help. And you can help them with your attendance at this year's Brenham Fireman's Fiesta. Go out Saturday, August the 8th for the steak and sausage dinner and live auction at the Brenham Fireman's Training Center on Loop 290. KWHI will be there broadcasting live from 5 to 7 p.m. KWHI's broadcast is sponsored by Spies Insurance, Conjure Tile and Floor Covering, AMA Home Care, Korth and Linky Welding Shop, Whitner Plumbing, Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative, and Brenham Office Supply.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for summer sequelitis. What is summer sequelitis? Summer sequelitis, the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. The cure, a fun summer vacation. KWHI is sending you to some of the coolest summer destinations in Texas, like Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels and Galveston, Spirit Ice Arena in College Station, the Bluebell Aquatic Center in Brenham, and the Houston Zoo. To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action!
You'll get to spin the Wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Six Shooter Junction, Sealka Jet Ski Services, Sears, Central Texas Truck Center, and Cash Station Jewelry and Loan in Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
Welcome back once again. Safety Talk on KWHI. Craig Montana joined by Corporal Jimmy Morgan from the DPS here answering your questions. And quite a few questions we had come in at the break here, Corporal Morgan, wanting to know just a few things about being on those roadways. And again, they can do that 979-836-9937 or send us an email. That's again mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. And had one question. It was about, we mentioned earlier about tractors on the roadways. What, you know, what to do? You know, what's the best policy for a tractor driver being on a roadway? How do you get people past you and safely?
Well, obviously, on these back roads, you know, like I say, a lot of them don't have shoulders and stuff, and you're that guy on the tractor, got the implement behind you, trying to get to point A, point B, and then you, I think what you have to consider is once you, you know, is there a passing lane? Or if you see where people can get around you, but if you get in that situation where there's not, and certainly you don't want to see or cause to be a part of a wreck because somebody's getting impatient around you. I think if you get in that situation, you got a couple cars behind you or whatever, and you have a some type of drive or some type of area in the road where you can ease off the pavement and allow that traffic to go by, I think that's the best thing you can do. Just not to stack that traffic up, because typically you, even though you're on that tractor, you certainly are impeding traffic to, and people do get impatient. They do pretty quick. So I think the best thing somebody can do on the tractor is obviously find that spot in the roadway and pull off, let them go on by, and then pull back on and go on down the road.
Now, you wait till the safest way possible for you to do that?
Cause
he was saying, there's a good stretch, but a bar ditch.
Yeah.
And there's no way.
Sometimes he's just not going to be able to do that. He's just doing the best he can. And motorists has got to realize that, too, that, hey, look, don't be getting on him. He don't really have a spot to pull off yet or whatever. Yeah. I just think patience and then on the driver and then patience on the person the people that are following him, and he's going to try to get off as soon as he can. I think that's probably the best way to handle that.
Okay. And also, there's a question about texting and driving as well.
Yeah. You know, we did not pass a texting law as such, state texting law in this state this year. So it kind of reverts back to what towns. We've talked about Austin. We've talked about San Antone. There was another little town. I was trying to think of it just outside of Austin that added a total ban on hands-free. I believe even hit Captain's hometown, Amarillo's hands-free up there. So a lot of these towns have developed their own ordinance. Mm-hmm. So even though we don't have a, per se, state law other than school zones, and operating school buses, and driving under 18. Other than them, we don't have a state law, but we have cities that implemented their own. So you got to really kind of pay attention to what town you're going through if you're going to decide to be on one of the things. So I tell people that probably the best practice is to stay off the thing. Then you don't have to worry about if that town has a city ordinance or not. But that's kind of what the trend is now. Each city's deciding whether or not they want to put their own ordinance up to either texting or a total ban on hands-free.
All right. Then we get a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on Safety Talk today.
Yes, sir. I have a question concerning farm registration for vehicles. Is it a minimum or maximum amount of property? Well, the minimum that you have to own enough to get farm plates. Say, for instance, if you're just going to use your vehicle to haul hay or something for someone else, and you don't have it. Are you entitled to farm plates yourself like that?
Well, it's hard to answer that one. I don't know if there is a set amount of land that says when you can have farm plates. I think it's the way the vehicle is actually being used that will make the tell whether or not you have to have or you're able to have license plates. Now, first of all, remember to get a farm license plate, you're going to have to be registered with the state comptroller's office and have that ag number to take to your registration office. So there's certain things that you got to fill out to get that. So if you don't have that number, you're not going to be able to get farm license plates. Have you done that?
Yes, sir. And I was given a piece of paper to fill out. This said it just come out now. And I was wondering about this place on there. One said about pine trees or pecan trees. Is it a small amount? Do you have to have a certain amount of pecan trees or a certain amount?
Yeah, I don't know what their criteria is. I think you fill out what you've got and see if whatever they decide determine out whether you make that exemption or not. The only reason I'm hesitating about farm license plates, a couple sessions ago, when we had people taking their horses and going to rodeos and stuff, that used not be a qualifier for farm registration. They changed that to all equine events. So if I'm a cowboy and I'm doing rodeo, I was able to get farm license plates for my trailer and going down the road. So they added that. I'm a little leery to say you got to have so much land and so much this because there's certain other ways you can get farm registration.
Well, you know that, and that's what I was speaking about because I was able to get the farm plates for my trailer, but not the truck as of right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think you have to fill that out and see if you get the ag exempt number and all that, and you're able to take that. And the main thing about farm registration, as I tell people, is that are you going to use that truck for any other use besides farm use? And if you are, you probably need to be hesitant whether you want to get farm registration or not. Because you can't be gainfully employed using that vehicle in coming back to work and stuff and displaying farm registration.
Yeah, well, I'm retired, so this truck is not going any further than three counties.
Yeah. What do you actually totally plan on doing with the truck?
The truck is just basic, an old model truck. It's not going to be on the highway too far, you know. It's not going to have.
Yeah, but when you're on the roadway, what do you plan? I mean, you're just carrying hay and stuff?
Yeah, hay, yeah. Watermelon.
I think you're going to be fine. I think you can get farm registration. Short answer, you can probably get farm registration from that. But part of that answer is you're going to have to fill out the form, and you're going to have to get the state controller ID number to be able to take that down to the registration to get farm registration.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't want to do, you know,
yeah,
to find any information, not knowing that I'm not qualified to have it. You know, if I don't have a large X amount of land that I can use farm plates for, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it just doesn't come down to land. There's a lot of other there's other situations where somebody can get farm registration.
Okay, thank you. And one more question.
Yes, sir.
What's the purpose of this cable rail from say Brenham all the way to the river on 290?
Cable rail?
Yes, sir. I noticed when you first started talking about, you know, how the highway is looking beautified and being able to access like that. One side, you know, if that cable wasn't there, those tractors could cut the complete side. They got just about, about 4 or 5 foot easement on one side of the highway.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, the barrier, wire barrier.
Now I'm following them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to step on TxDOT's foot. There's some way to design that when they put these cables up, the purpose of the cables were to keep people that went off the roadway crossing the median where they wouldn't go all the way across and have a head-on collision with another vehicle. You see a lot now being used, especially on our interstates and like 290 and stuff. Now, how they're put in and installed, instead of like just taking them, putting them down the middle, and some of them are offset, why they do it that way, I don't know. I think TxDOT would have to be able to answer that question. I don't know what the design, what goes in the way they install that, why they kind of offset them like the way they do. But the main reason for having them is just keep vehicles, the cable absorbs the vehicle. Yeah, it's going to have damage, but it's certainly going to try to keep it from going all the way over to having a head-on collision to opposing traffic.
Okay, well, I thank the number one state trooper here that's doing Washington County service. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call right there. All right, there we go. 979-836-9937 this morning for a safety talk this morning, or if you want to send us an email again, mail, mail at kwh.com.
Did he write that down? Did you see what he...
I've got it. I'm recording this.
Oh.
So we've got it. So if you want this...
No. I know. That was a very nice call. Let's see here. Okay, we got... talking about the legislation, have you got any... concerns, conversations about open carry?
I don't think I've heard anything. A lot of people around here, they're pretty good with it.
Okay. I'm just kind of doing some reading. I'm not really anxious to go to Austin, but we've got our updates coming up here starting September. This gentleman here to my right has got a little bit to do with that. But anyway, during this training, obviously that's one of the things that's going to be covered is open carry.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously law enforcement needs to be trained just as well as everybody else. So couple of things I've read so far that if it holds true is you as a CHL holder won't have to do anything. Everything's cool. Mm-hmm. There's no extra training, whatever. So your license is still good and all that good stuff. So there's no extra stuff that you're going to have to do. One of the other things I was noticing that on the open carry, it has to be holstered, either on your side holster or some kind of shoulder holster. And that businesses are definitely, I think Whataburger made the news not too long ago. They're saying, look, we don't mind you carry, but we don't want to open carry. You can still carry, not a problem, but we're not. They're concerned about their customer base.
Yeah.
And so I think businesses are going to have a choice to whether or not they allow you to open carry or not. So that's a little bit I know of it so far,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just, like I say, trying to educate myself on the open carry as we approach January 1st.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to need that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Nope. All right, we got a phone call real quickly here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk. Oh, nope. Oh, we had a phone call. I guess they dropped out on us. Let's see. We're at 12 minutes in front of the top of the hour, so we're going to take one more break.
Sure.
Pay some more bills. We'll come back and kind of wrap things up, finish things off. If you have any more questions, again, 979-836-9937 or mail, mail at kwhi.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sherma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your day with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers, new state-of-the-art facility, the place you want to keep that beautiful smile. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla Espanol.
The 55th anniversary sale of Brenham Saddle Shop is going on now, just in time for back to school. Great bargains for the entire family. Lots of selections and store-wide savings in every department, from preschool sizes to college. Take advantage of sale prices on groups of men's, ladies, and children's boots, shirts, hats, and jeans. Convenient layaway for back to school shopping at the Brenham Saddle Shop, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Se habla Espanol. Like them on Facebook.
Glissman's is celebrating 90 years, still in the same location, still with the same family. Check out their new look. Stop in between 11 and 2 and enjoy lunch at their remodeled counter serving barbecue sandwiches, bratwurst dogs with sauerkraut, chili cheese dogs, and now offering a salad bar. Looking for birthday, wedding, or anniversary gifts? Or gift for some other special occasion? Now just in, new lines of candles, jewelry, German selections, and more. Hurry to Glissman's, open daily from 8 to 5 at 106 West Main Street in downtown Brenham.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect, affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
Call 251-7500 for the RE/MAX Advantage in Brenham.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX, now open in Brenham at 110 East Alamo.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
And OurTownForTeens.org is helping every step of the way. It gives you and your community the tools to help organize, mobilize, and make a difference. At OurTownForTeens.org, you can listen to other communities' success stories, get the latest research, stay on top of news and events around the state, even research funding opportunities. Our Town for Teens puts all the resources you need at your fingertips.
It helped put our communities on the path to reducing teen pregnancy.
OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
From Brenham to Boston to Berlin. Now listen to KWHI anywhere on the web at www.kwhi.com.
Welcome back once again to Safety Talk on KWHI. Craig Montana joined by Corporal Jimmy Morgan with a few minutes left in the show here today. So we're going to get a few more things to talk about this morning. If you have questions, 979-836-9937 or send us an email here, mail, mail at kwhi.com. And Corporal Morgan, again, always appreciative of you coming in. People, you know, we've heard today, very appreciative of you coming in and just talking and just getting information that a lot of times, you know, we don't know, or we think we know, but we don't have the whole story
right
on some of these things. It's nice to, you know, get exactly, you know, what the actual definition is and, you know, the rule book, the legal books that you guys have.
Yeah, well, on the way over, my captain asked me, how long is this program anyway? I said, about an hour. He goes, hour? That's, well, you know, they got commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a fast hour. Yeah. It really is. It flies by.
Oh, man. So, a gentleman was raising, you know, issue kind of with the cables and stuff, which is a good question, but it kind of reminded me as we were talking over the break that TxDOT, you know, as we continue to increase the number of people in Texas, somewhere around 27 million, a lot of people are driving on the highways, a lot of people coming to Texas for work, and we continue to look at our fatality rate year in, year out, and we, you know, kind of, you know, last year we were actually decreased about 1%, and you wonder how we keep on close to the same numbers with a number of people continue to come to our state. And obviously our highways are getting more congested, but I think TxDOT has done a great job of looking at safety things. A couple of things was these cables that they've installed to keep from, yeah, we may have an accident, but maybe that's keeping our fatality rate down, mm-hmm. these kind of things. And another thing, they call them rumble strips. Well, there's actually two kinds of rumble strips. The ones you see in safety zones now where if you are distracted, you, when you're going in these safety zones, work zones, that you have to cross them plastic things they put in road. And that all that is to make you look up mm-hmm. and to get your eyes back on the roadway. So, and then you got the etching of the roadway. They also call them rumble strips too, but I call it etching. You know, TxDOT's probably got another word for it, but there's no telling how many lives that alone is saving out there. When people just not really paying attention or maybe falling asleep or whatever it may be, and then you start hitting that and it wakes you back up and it keeps you back on the roadway. So obviously them things right there are helping us keep our fatality rate lower and than what it should be increasing, but I think them things are really helping.
Mm-hmm. And we got a phone call. Good morning. Safety Talk, you have a question?
Yes, I was just wondering, when they pass that open carry law, you know, being in law enforcement myself, did they not consider the safety of the officers, you know, or as, you know, coming into confrontation with someone and then spectators on the sideline with guns and stuff, you know, as things have been happening lately in the news and all this and that. You know, right. That's a scary feeling, you know, knowing that somebody else carrying just what I'm carrying, you know, and having it in the open, and I'm roll up on a scene and not know what's what.
Well, I think they're considered law enforcement. That's why I don't think the law is going to affect until January 1st, till September 1st, because I think the concern you're raising is the extra time that they want to pull law enforcement in and give them training to how to deal with these type of situations that you may come across. So I do think they looked at that, and obviously there's going to be some training on our part to realize, hey, this is probably the best way, and there's no, you know, there's nothing that's going to fix every scenario. I think each officer on his own is going to have to use the best judgment that he can. But I always tell people that even when I really worked the road and stop cars, I always, believe it or not, I always felt like I had to approach that vehicle that somebody is carrying a gun. Because that's when you're, you know, if you don't, you go up there relaxed and not prepared, mentally prepared, then your reaction team is going to be even slower. So I always assumed everybody was had a firearm, and if I could see their hands, I feel like I was in better shape when I could see their hands.
Yes. Okay, I appreciate the job that you do here, you know, coming in and informing us on a lot of things that we don't know or liking. Tell you to keep up the good work, and hope you'll be coming on for a long time.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
There we go. Yeah, it is a concern for some people.
Yes.
And I can see that, you know, especially with law enforcement.
But remember this, Craig, that the people that are going to be carrying these open carry are the same people that we had concerns about 20 years ago when we went to the CHL.
Yeah.
That
CHL.
These are law-abiding people that are now. Yeah, it's good, a little bit of a game changer, but mm-hmm. I think I'm hoping more hope, I guess, but I. We had the same concerns, and CHL has not been an issue in our state so far. So that's what I'm hoping for as we go forward this new law.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We're closing up shop here. Got a little time left. As always, if someone has a question later on, like, oh, I should have asked that. If they want to get your question to you, how do they do that?
Well, they can do your gig here, or
well,
they can call
I want, but your information. You're more important than I am.
979-776-3147. Leave me a message. I'll call you back if I'm not in. Or you can get me at jimmy.morgan@dps.texas.gov as my email address. So
you say it so fast, they're never going to get it. So then we say, send it to me, and I'll get it to you.
Well,
you got to get yourself out there anyway. Appreciate it, sir. Thanks for coming in, as always.
Yeah.
It's always a fun time having you in, and we'll get you
in. If I'm back in 2 weeks, that means I got to keep my job.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we're going to plan it. I'm going to put it on the calendar, so hopefully you're going to be here.
All right.
And the Safety Talk once again, of course, Jimmy Morgan will be back most likely in a couple of weeks, and we'll do more of it here on KWHI. And Brenham, have a great day, everybody.
You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm going to bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeder driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.